Everybody smoked cigarettes. They smoked in the kitchen. Can you believe it? They smoked in the living room. They smoked in restaurants. They smoked in offices. When I was a kid, my parents and other parents, they didn't know that smoking was bad for you. So they just filled the whole place up with smoke. But then some people realized, lots of doctors realized, that smoking was bad for our bodies. Really bad. It made you really, really, really sick. And the doctors started telling everyone how bad smoking cigarettes were. And at first, people, they liked smoking cigarettes. They didn't want to give it up. But the doctors said even louder, "This is really bad for you. And it's bad for your children." And then some people started speaking up. Politicians, they made laws that stopped people from smoking cigarettes. And when everybody noticed that the office actually smelled nicer now without cigarette smoke in it, and the restaurants were even nicer to eat in without cigarette smoke in it, and the homes were even nicer to live in when they didn't have cigarette smoke in them. And now we are noticing that the smoke that comes out of factories is really bad for us. And we're noticing that the smoke that comes out of our cars is really bad for us and bad for the earth. And there are doctors and scientists and teachers and even kids that are saying, "Hey, we've got to stop all this smoke. We've got to figure out a different way to make energy and to get around." And smart, inventive people are looking to make energy in different ways. Things that don't make a whole lot of smoke. So they're making cars that can go without smoke. And they're making energy for factories from the sun and the wind that don't make smoke. I think that we are actually listening to that onceler who said, "Unless you do something, everything is going to stay dirty and all the Swansea swans and the Barbaloot bears are going to go away because there's nowhere to live." We need to keep remembering to do things that get rid of all that smoke and that dirt. Every day you could do something. To use cleaner energy. To buy less. Use less resources. We could start by cleaning up our rooms or our backyards. We could buy less stuff because really, who needs a need? Really? We don't need needs. I'd rather have a fresh, crunchy apple or no flies building house flies in my socks. Wouldn't you? I believe that when we listen to our creative spirits, they will tell us to choose to do something positive. It doesn't matter how small it is. Anything, even the smallest thing, helps. And when we listen to those creative voices and when we do something positive, it will give us some hope in all that smoke. And the earth will be a whole lot happier. So let's sing together now. 1024, which is when the Spirit says do, and I want to invite Sue Sparlin to come up and lead us in this wonderful song.
Don't open your books. You won't find anything in that book that's going to pertain to the song we're going to sing. Except it's sort of the melody, which you know. It's like, you know, you got to sing when the Spirit says sing, right? That one? Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to shout out the words that we'll sing in each of the verses. But in this case, it's do what when the Spirit says do. When the Spirit says do, do what you can. So that's going to be the verse. So do what you can. All right? So stand up. No books. We can do this. As they say in theater, we're all off book today. Yes, yes. Okay, David.
Children, please come on up here. I need your help.